This title is narrated with virtual voice, computer-generated narration for audiobooks. Eternally Ours by Eve Vaughn. 1. Just one more game. One more party game, and maybe a few more of those delicious meatballs, and she could politely exit the crowd of boisterous well-wishers. The smile Joey plastered on her face didn't match the gnawing sensation in the pit of her belly. If she could make it through this baby shower without giving away the dark thoughts swimming in her mind, she'd count it as a win. Joey glanced at the happy mother-to-be sitting amongst a pile of blue and pink gift-wrapped boxes. Standing by her side with a doting expression on his face was the only male in attendance. A twinge in her heart caused an involuntary gasp to escape her lips. This was too much. What should have been a happy occasion filled her with an overwhelming sense of anxiety and guilt. She placed her empty plate on the nearest table and made a quiet exit from the room. Screw the meatballs. When Joey made it outside, she realized she left her purse behind. Shit. She couldn't go back inside without drawing attention to herself, so she took a seat on bench by the door on the wrap-around porch. Joey hated herself for being jealous of her friend who had always been nothing but kind to her. Hey, hon, are you all right? Joey's hand flew to her chest, and she nearly jumped out of her skin. She looked up to see her friend Emmy stepping onto the porch. The redhead perched herself on the other side of the bench. Oh, I'm fine. I just needed to get some air. That's a relief. I thought you were leaving, and I didn't get a chance to talk to you. Joey patted her friend on the hand for reassurance. Don't worry about it. You were busy hosting the baby shower. I didn't expect you to tear yourself away from your duties. That doesn't mean I can't spare some time for my bestie. I'm so glad you could make it today. It really means a lot to Penny and me. Joey lifted her shoulder in a nonchalant shrug. I wouldn't have missed this for the world. You and Penny have been there for me at my lowest. It's my pleasure to come celebrate her special event. She looks amazing. And Nicholas has been so attentive. I've never been to a baby shower where the husband attended. But then again, I haven't been to one of these functions since I was a teenager. It's a different time, babe. I've been to a few where the husband attended, but most of the time, they stay in another room watching sports until it's time to put the gifts away. Nick, on the other hand, is more hands-on. Emmy chuckled. He's so protective of my sister, especially now that they're expecting. Penny will make a great mom. You will too when it's your turn. Joey pasted the smile on her face again as that gnawing sensation returned. Absolutely not. I'm happy for Penny and Nick, but kids aren't in the future for me. I'll enjoy being the fun aunt, but I've never wanted to be a mother, and Padraig is thankfully okay with that. He's content to spoil me and let me spend his money indiscriminately. Joey fought to hold her smile, but the green-eyed gremlin lurking inside of her caused it to waver. She lowered her head and clasped her hands together so tightly the color drained from her knuckles. That's awesome, she managed to say, but even to her own ears it wasn't very enthusiastic. Emmy clearly sensed it as well when one of her perfectly arched brows flew up. Okay. Are you going to tell me what the matter is, or are you going to pretend you didn't have the saddest expression in her eyes for most of the day? When I came outside to check on you, it looked like you were about to cry. Joey shook her head. They were happy tears. You're an awful liar, hon. Tell me what's wrong. It's nothing, really. Maybe it's PMS. You know I get melancholy around this time of month. Emmy folded her arms across her chest and twisted her lips. Joey, you're too damn perceptive for your own good. But seriously, I don't want to be a bummer on a day of celebration. If I didn't want to know, I wouldn't have asked. You might as well tell me now because I'll eventually get it out of you one